Lesson 11.
Word list.
Selflessly.
Backwardness.
Prosperous.
Tibetan.
Herdsman.
Graduate.
Medical.
Assign.
Wild.
Step.
Sheep.
Cow.
Llama.
Prayer.
Charm.
Tent.
Stir up.
Spread.
Rumour.
Poison.
Concern.
Patient.
Successful.
Treatment.
Case.
Gradually.
Merely.
Serious.
Sink.
Surgeon.
Equip. Well equipped.
Nurse.
Sign.
Heal.
Flock.
Offer.
Hesitate.
Sick.
Distrust.
Graft. Skin grafting.
Bear.
Stare.
Couch.
Operation.
Strip.
Suffering.
Steady.
Care.
Idioms and expressions.
To wipe out.
To fall ill.
To stir up trouble.
Day and night.
To win over.
To show no signs of.
To offer one's service.
To give somebody no peace.
To search through.
As it is.
Cannot believe one's ears, eyes.
To mean what one says.
Never before.
To care about. Text.
A doctor sent by Chairman Mao. In our great land of socialism, millions of ordinary men and women are working selflessly to wipe out poverty and backwardness and build our motherland into a strong and prosperous socialist country. Such a man was Li Kong, a young doctor who worked among the Tibetan herdsmen in South Gansu. Immediately after graduating from a medical college, Li was assigned to work in this wild steppe where there was no medical service at all. Anyone who fell ill would send a whole sheep or cow to the lamas for their prayers and charms. The herdsmen, already poor enough, were thus made poorer than ever. Li Kong had many difficulties to overcome in starting his small tent clinic. Some reactionary lamas who tried to stir up trouble spread the rumour that his medicines were poison. But his warm-hearted concern for his patients and his successful treatment of many cases gradually won over the herdsmen. They began to call him the doctor sent by Chairman Mao. Li Kong realized that his was not merely medical work, but also a serious political task. One day, a young woman was brought to his tent with a badly burnt arm. Li's heart sank when he saw how serious the burn was. It was a case for an expert surgeon and a well-equipped hospital. Day and night he watched and nursed the woman, but the arm showed no sign of healing. Then one morning, to his great surprise, he found the patient gone. She had left during the night without a word. He felt sad and ashamed. He had failed as a doctor, and he had failed politically. Months later, the woman appeared again, with her family, their tent and flock of sheep. The number of sheep had grown, but her arm wasn't any better. Again the young doctor offered his service. His Tibetan patient, however, hesitated, and it was not until she saw the serious concern on Li Kung's face that she agreed to let him try again. But again the wound refused to heal. The young doctor could not sleep at night, his thoughts giving him no peace. Should he let her go away sick and distrusting the party, or should he try some other method? He searched through the few medical books he had with him and decided to try skin grafting. He explained that this could be done by taking some skin from the leg. The woman was silent for a while. Then she rose and walked to the door of the tent. "My arm is bad enough as it is. I can't bear a wound in my leg as well." "I can cut some skin from my leg," was Li Kung's answer. The woman stared at him in astonishment. She could not believe her ears, but something in the doctor's eyes told her that he meant what he said. The woman lay on the couch, her face covered with a cloth. The doctor sat down and began the operation. He cut 4 strips of skin from his leg and grafted them onto the woman's arm. Though he was suffering from terrible pain, his hand was steady and sure. In less than 20 days the wound had closed. When the woman was well, she and her husband came to the doctor with a fat sheep. "Please accept this for Chairman Mao. He is a father to us poor people. Never before has anyone cared about our sufferings like the men and women sent by Chairman Mao."